This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The plot to seize Russia. We have the author on with us, Martin Armstrong, right now for five more minutes. Talk about your book that is coming out as we speak at ArmstrongEconomics.com. It will be available everywhere here very, very soon. Tell us about the book.
Well, basically, I was in the middle of all this stuff. But I in order to do the book, I got a hold of all the declassified documents from the Clinton administration, which effectively I've used throughout the whole book, giving you even the letters, transcripts from phone calls of Yeltsin to Clinton. Everything they've been saying about Russia and Putin is just basically all a lie. And what shocking even to me was that when USSR failed in 1991, NATO went to Russia and said, okay, fine, you can join. And that's why there was a coup against Gorbachev, because the communists there saw that as a surrender of Russia to the United States. I think we can probably maybe do another show on that one. But what I wanted to say before, you know, we shut down is that we're not going to be able to stop these people from basically destroying the world. But what will happen is that we're looking at separatist movements again. So you're looking at the United States separating. This is like the fall of Rome. And you're going to see Europe separating. You're already seeing countries, you know, disputing, you know, each other. And one policy doesn't fit all. Centralized government fails. That's why, you know, the USSR, collapsed. And the United States is so polarized politically that we're not going to be able to survive it as an entire country anymore. Civilization is created when everybody benefits. You can't stand up and start calling them names, your deplorables, and it has become so polarized in the country that you've destroyed the very foundation of the United States. And the same thing with Putin. I mean, they're out there, oh, he's a war criminal, he's this. How do you then negotiate even peace? I mean, you know, you're insulting the head of a state. He's not even going to the G20. I can tell you that I have people inside the ICC. We were very upset. And the International Criminal Court, they want to indict him. They've never indicted a head of state for war crimes. I mean, this is absurd. It's all political. But once you do that, there is no negotiation. You're not coming back from this. So, I mean,
tried the missile false flag that blew up in their face.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is we're in the end game here. They're desperate. They're trying to create World War III to distract us from the default on the sovereign debt default. I mean, it doesn't work anymore. This is what's collapsing in front of our eyes, and it's been fiscal mismanagement since World War II. And people have to realize that they look at us as basically stupid. I was in Australia, and they were passing the luxury tax. And the slogan was, we're going to get all those basic rich people who have their French wines, their fur coats, and their Ferraris. And everybody cheered, yeah, go get them. And what was in it? All electrical products. You bought a radio, a phone, a radio TV.
It was a tax on the working class.
Yeah, I mean, it's always that way, because there aren't that many people. I mean,
there aren't a lot of rich people. All these taxes are on poor people.
Yeah, that's basically what happens. I mean, there's only 600 and some odd billionaires in the country. But you need 87,000, armed IRS agents.
All right. Martin Armstrong, powerful. You name the time to a full hour on your book on Russia. We really appreciate you. ArmstrongEconomics.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
I'm going to introduce Paul Joseph Watson straight ahead. Amazing interview. Thank you, Martin.
We always have our biggest sales of the year in November and December. And 2022 is no different. But now as we reach the midway point in the month of November, it's very important to understand that we have almost all of our great InfoWars Live products in stock. But most of them are very close to selling out. We won't get more for several months, give longer. Some will take 3-4 months to get back in. We're talking about DNA Force Plus. We're talking about X3. We're talking about Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Super Mel Vitality. The list goes on and on. But despite the fact that they're all selling out, I want to pass these savings on to you, and we need funds in to continue operating. So this is a year-end blowout sale. 2023 will be here before we know it. So do your Christmas shopping early, support the InfoWar, boost your immune system and your overall well-being at InfoWarStore.com with the up to 60% off sale with promo code 1776 at checkout. Get these great products while you still can and support the InfoWar. Thank you.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Paul Joseph Watson from the United Kingdom is about to take over. Then in about 55 minutes, Owen Schroyer in the war room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. What a powerful interview today with Matt Baker and Martin Armstrong. Two incredible interviews. Those will be restreamed today and go out to all our stations. They'll also be posted. You can share them at band.video. But let me get this out right now to all the viewers. Ladies and gentlemen, we are doing the biggest sale in the history of InfoWars right now. Everything is very close to cost. Some things are loss leaders below cost. We are running a sale up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776, which is about, we have to get the funds in right now. So we have the selling out fast mega blowout sale up to 60% off of all of our best selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. And what just sold out in the last 3 days of the sale? Survival Shield X3 sold out. BioTrue Selenium sold out. Patriot Blend Coffee sold out. Immune Support Coffee sold out. Brain Force Plus 60% off will sell out soon, but I want you to experience it. Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off, selling out soon, still keeping it on sale. Alpha Power, VasoBeat, Bodies, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Whole Food Multivitamin, Vitamin C with Zinc, Brain Force Ultra, Super Melphilo Vitality, Ultimate Krill Oil, all of them, 50 to 60% off with promo code 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com, despite the fact they're selling out. It'll be months till we get more of these products in, but we need the funds now, plus these are great products. So don't fight the lines. Don't do all the Christmas shopping coming up next month. Get great things for your immune system, your libido, your energy, your overall health. Know you're fighting the InfoWar. Get your gift spot. Get a backup support for yourself and keep us on the air. A lot of folks are taking advantage of this blowout sale, but I'm telling you, by tomorrow, more of this will be sold out. So this sale is going through Christmas. This is a total liquidation. But you won't be able to get most of these products by then. And we've got my book in stock, unsigned or signed as a fundraiser, The Great Reset in the War for the World, also at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And you know who you are that have been buying the products and supporting us. I salute you and I thank you. But these really will change your life. These really are amazing products. And we are going to appeal the fake lawsuits. We're going to stay on air in defiance of their tyranny. The only people that can take us off air is you if you don't support us. And I'm not putting a guilt trip on you. I love you. I appreciate you. I thank you. And I trust you. And I'm betting on you. But I'm simply saying you're the only folks that can keep us on air. We got a lot of new projects we're about to launch, a lot of new resistance operations, so much exciting things to happen. And it's all because of you supporting us and what we do that we're still on air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these sales before they sell out on Brain Force Plus, Knockout, Alpha Power, VasoBeat, Bodies, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, and so much more, all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, for the balance of the hour, from the United Kingdom, Paul Joseph Watson takes over.
We'll be right back.
worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom. You are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live. It is the Summit News Hour. A raft of news coming up over the course of the next 50 or so minutes. We've got new updates, the fallout from the missile strike blamed on Russia that, of course, Ukraine and Zelensky immediately came out and tried to escalate into World War III, when in fact it was Ukraine all along that had fired the missile, and they knew from the very start that it was them. Zelensky, of course, doubling down and still claiming that it wasn't Ukraine. Well, he's finally been forced to slink away with his tail between his legs. We're also going to tell you what some idiot at an auction in New York paid over $41 million for. Suffice to say, you know, people going through an inflation hell cost of living crisis, these elitists live in a different world. I'm going to tell you how the authorities in the United Kingdom are blaming excess deaths, which have, of course, nothing to do whatsoever with the COVID vaccine, on global warming. But first, I want to get into the migrant crisis because, of course, as you know by now, I talk about it every single time I host this show. Over 40,000 illegal boat migrants, the majority of whom aren't coming from countries that are at war. 4 out of 10 of them are from Albania. The vast majority, young, fighting-age males. They get on a boat from France. They get a taxi service by the UK Border Force. Illegal immigrants. They get on a coach. They get given free cash. They get given free health care when it's virtually impossible to get an appointment during winter with the NHS, because it's the envy of the world, apparently. If you're an illegal immigrant coming on a boat from France, free health care, and, of course, free hotel accommodation. Now, it started with rinky-dink crappy hotels on the edge of, basically, S-hole towns. Then it moved up to four-star accommodation. Then it moved up to hotels located in prime tourist areas in the middle of towns, giving out free hotel rooms to these illegals. Now they're putting them, or planning to put them, on luxury cruise ships and in five-star hotels. And these are the problems that are generated by that in the UK. Headline out of Remix News: asylum seeker accused of rape in UK has gone missing after being moved from one migrant hotel to another. Whoops! Poof, he's vanished into thin air. An asylum seeker who was subject to police bail conditions after being accused of rape. He raped a boy, by the way, bringing his wondrous culture over from his home country, has gone missing after UK authorities failed to securely transfer him from one hotel to another. This was the 39-year-old suspect who was staying at an asylum centre in London. An attack took place on October 5th, during which he raped a young boy. Then, of course, the opposition shadow Labour MP, Diane Abbott, came out and basically said the reason he raped the young boy in an asylum centre in London was because people on the right were being mean to migrants. That was the true culprit of it all. Well, now, after he was transferred to another hotel accommodation in Buckingham, about 125 kilometres away, the suspect should have been escorted by police to the new hotel, but he wasn't. He was just told to go there on his own. A literal rapist set to go to trial. Now his whereabouts are unknown. He's gone missing. No one knows where he is. Of course, almost every day now on the south coast of England, Dover and those areas, we have illegal boat migrants arriving on dinghies. There are so many coming now that the Border Force, the charity leftist refugees welcome NGOs, can't even rescue them all, can't even intercept them all, and in many cases they just rock up on the shores, get off their dinghies, and run off into the local town. No one knows who they are. They could be anyone. They could be rapists, they could be criminals, they could be terrorists. We recall, of course, before the Paris massacre and afterwards, the ISIS jihadists that carried out the Paris massacre bragging in their own publications, we were able to slip into Europe on fake Syrian passports by pretending to be refugees. This could be happening. The next massacre could be being planned right now as a result of these people coming in, because our border is completely porous. It's like Swiss cheese. Then we have rapists going missing. We have locals in the towns where they come ashore arming themselves with weapons now, whatever weapons they can get their hands on, because in some cases these migrants have broken into their homes. That doesn't seem to faze refugees welcome activists, though. We have this headline again out of Remix News. UK refugee charity calls for ban on naming migrant hotels. Yes, the real problem isn't the migrants themselves hanging around in one case. A high school in Standish near Wigan filming the PE lessons, sexually harassing 12-year-old girls as they walk home from school. Another migrant in that hotel raping a 37-year-old woman on the street at night. No, that's not the problem. The problem is the British public knowing the name of the hotel where these migrants are being held. Now, the Refugee Council in the UK has called on the government not to disclose the names of those hotels to the general public, citing safety concerns. So that's the bigger safety concern, not naming the hotels. Forget about the rapes. Forget about the rampant criminality. Summit.news will be...
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relagolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, again, I've said it before, I don't really blame these migrants for wanting to come here. They come from, in many cases, backwards countries rife with criminality, poverty, and violence. But again, the problem is, all of them coming here, bar a few, and the media always, for example, there was a newspaper front cover a couple of weeks ago where they found the one child staying at this migrant processing center, and of course that ends up on the front page. In fact, the photographers tell you, if you go down to these asylum centers, they could take pictures all day of these fighting age young men coming into these facilities. There's no point, because the newspapers don't want to buy those photos of those overwhelmingly 98% young men coming into these facilities. They want the one photo of the mother and child, and that's what they put on the front cover, which is why the British public has a completely skewed perception of all of this. But again, you get these men, 70, 80, sometimes 150, moving into a migrant center, sometimes in small villages comprised of less than 1,000 population, and they don't do anything. They just hang around the streets all day, and it causes problems. Loitering, harassment, criminality. And of course, if you live in a certain area and you've known a certain life for generations in some cases, if you suddenly get 150 young men from Afghanistan, Iran, Albania moving into a facility around the corner from where you live, that's going to change your village. It's going to change your town. It's going to make the streets more dangerous. In Kilkenny in Ireland, they had a population of 10,000 and 3,000 migrants moved in. It was plus almost a third in a matter of months. Now they're complaining to the local newspaper about not feeling safe on the streets. It happens everywhere. And this refugee council has got the gall to say, make it illegal to name the hotels in which these migrants are being housed. Because one nutcase in Dover threw a petrol bomb at the outside of a building, didn't kill anyone, didn't hurt anyone, ended up killing himself. He was mentally ill. The police came out and said it had nothing to do with political extremism. But now we can't even know the names of the hotels. Well, in one case, a hotel owner is refusing the government. The government's offering him £1 million to have his hotel full of asylum seekers, 100% occupancy for at least 12 months. Bear in mind, many of these hotels are on the verge of going out of business because lockdown almost ruined them. So many of them have to take the money from the government and they get 100% occupancy for 12 months. There's barely any occupancy at the moment in November, where it's pissing down with rain every day and 4 degrees Celsius in England. So why not take the government money? Well, to his credit, one hotelier in the UK has rejected the offer. Hotelier refuses £1 million offer from Home Office to house asylum seekers. This is Richard Martin, who owns the 3-star Blazing Donkey Country Hotel in Sandwich, Kent. He's been offered £1 million, again, for 100% occupancy. He said he couldn't think of anything more absurd. We spent 30 years building up the business, but money doesn't come into it. He says our reputation would shatter overnight. And why is that? Because in some cases they've had migrants stay in these hotels with tourists staying in the same hotel at the same time. TripAdvisor, Booking.com review score plummets. And of course they get a bad reputation from the local community because this causes crime and violence. I'm going to come back to talk more about this, but let's hit this first video first, because apparently there's a solution to all this from Rishi Sunak, the British Prime Minister. Not really a solution, more of a band-aid. This is called That Ain't It, Chief. Let's roll it. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has unveiled his miraculous solution to the boat migrant crisis, with almost 1,000 illegal migrants arriving on British shores every single day, and then being given a free taxi service on shore, free cash, free high-end hotel accommodation, and free healthcare. More migrants arrived today on this boat and just ran off into the local town. But Rishi says he has the answer. Paying France £63 million so they can increase the number of police officers patrolling beaches in France? No, that ain't it, Chief. You already paid them 54 million quid last year. What did that achieve? What's throwing an extra 7 million quid at the problem really going to accomplish? I mean, yeah, it may stop a few hundred more crossings per day, but they're still going to be coming at almost the same rate. That isn't a solution, it's a band-aid ripped off at a moment's notice. What motivation does France have for keeping sometimes dangerous, illegal migrants in their country? They already have massive problems on their own soil caused by runaway mass migration. So why would they want to exacerbate that? And given that this is what they were confronted with at Dunkirk over the weekend. Are French police really motivated to have to deal with these individuals? Or are they more likely to just let them sail off to jolly old England and have us deal with them instead? France is already demanding Italy accept boatloads of migrants that arrive on Italian territory on French ships. Relying on them to stop boats coming to England is a fool's errand. The only way to stop the boats from coming is to disincentivize the journeys in the first place by getting out of the European Court of Human Rights and then replacing it with a British Bill of Rights that actually gives us control over our own borders without leaving a loophole to be exploited by malevolent NGOs and human rights campaigners. Then follow Australia's example. They held asylum seekers on neutral territory and then processed their claims at a snail's pace. Result? Legions of economic migrants who knew they couldn't get immediate access to the country didn't even bother trying. There's no migrant crisis affecting Australia now. They solved it. So let's copy their methods. Paying the French to ensure our border security is like paying criminals to guard other prisoners. They're just going to take the money and let the prisoners out anyway. And do you really believe that Rishi Sunak is that bothered about mass migration? Given he's already planning to introduce a new growth visa, which will ensure millions more will arrive anyway. If that scheme's introduced, it'll probably end up making the numbers arriving in boats look like a trickle compared to a deluge. The Tories have already proven themselves completely untrustworthy when it comes to immigration. That's why polls show a new party led by Nigel Farage could attract over a quarter of UK voters. 38% of Conservative voters would seriously consider switching their allegiance to a new Farage-led party. 62% said they wanted, quote, someone to stand up for ordinary British people. And as the past decade plus has taught us, that sure as hell isn't going to be the Conservative Party. So yeah, we're going to pay France, what, 7 million more than we did last year, and apparently that's going to stop these waves of boats, because the French really want them in their own country, don't they? Rejected asylum seeker attacks and injures two French border officers. A Nigerian national who had been refused asylum in France was arrested on Wednesday for an attack on border force agents that left two police officers injured. They want more of those people on French soil, don't they? No, they're just going to keep sending them over to us. Meanwhile, UK to dump migrants in rural areas as bids to fix channel crisis fail. So basically all the lefty virtue-signalling Lib Dem refugees welcome activists in 98% white countryside areas of England, which is, you know, where I live, by the way, they're now going to get the diversity they voted for. No longer will it be concentrated in the major towns and cities. The multiculturalism and all the benefits of it is going to spread out into the rural areas, and they'll get what they voted for. We'll be back. Summit.news. Don't go.
At the time of cutting this announcement, we are halfway into the month of November 2022. We're running the biggest sale of the year right through December, but many of our best-selling products will sell out in the next week to 2 weeks and will not be back in stock for at least 2 to 3 months. So now is the time to get up to 60% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com on amazing products like X3, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, DNA Force Plus, Ultimate.
Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil. There are so many other incredible products available at InfoWarsStore.com. It would take an hour to list them all. My book, The Great Reset, The War for the World, unsigned copies and signed copies, again available at InfoWarsStore.com. Please do your Christmas shopping early and support the InfoWar at this critical juncture for America and the future of the world. Again, the biggest sales of the year running now. Most of the products are still in stock, but not for long at InfoWarsStore.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Of course, on Tuesday, we had the insane, maniacal, feverish escalation into potential World War III territory when a supposedly stray missile hit Poland. President Zelensky came out within mere minutes blaming Russia, with no evidence whatsoever, calling on NATO to act, basically calling for a massive escalation, a potential no-fly zone. Of course, within hours, it was revealed that the missile was actually Ukrainian. Polish politician blames Ukraine for missile provocation. This is a former councilman in the area where the missile struck. He said Ukraine caused a provocation by falsely claiming its own missile was in fact fired by Russia. Of course, they came out afterwards, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, NATO heads, and said, doesn't matter, it's Russia's fault anyway. Ukraine could literally launch nuclear missiles into Warsaw and they blame Russia. But Jarosław Pakula, this Polish councilman, who had previously shown staunch support for Ukraine, he had a Ukraine flag in his Facebook bio, he was all signed up for the cause, got really angry at this and said it was time for Poland to change its entire outlook on the war. He said the missile accident showed Warsaw needed to send a blunt message to Kiev, or Kyiv, rather than telling its own citizens, quote, fairy tales. Said, of course this is a Ukrainian rocket, of course this is a provocation on the part of the Ukrainian authorities. And I'm going to get into Zelensky's doubling down and the aftermath of this on the other side, but first let's set the scene with this video. This is called Sheer Madness. Let's roll it. You'd think that with a potential escalation into World War III on the line, world leaders would be a bit more cautious. Not Zelensky. Mere moments after a missile landed in Poland, the Ukrainian president said this. Terror is not limited to our national borders. Russian missiles hit Poland. To fire missiles at NATO territory. This is a Russian missile attack on collective security. This is a very significant escalation. We must act. Fact check. Wrong. Turns out the missiles were fired by Ukraine. Missile that struck Poland was fired by Ukrainian forces, evidence suggests. US officials say it appears the weapon was launched by Ukrainian forces at an incoming Russian rocket. Oh! Only the most naive idiot would believe Zelensky didn't know the incident in Poland wasn't a Russian attack. And in fact was an air defense missile fired by Ukraine. Yet he went public immediately to blame Russia and to call on NATO to take action. Are there going to be any consequences for that? Any backlash to knowingly trying to escalate a potential world war on a phony pretext? Are we all supposed to just forget about it and move on? Even Biden came out relatively quickly and said it didn't look like a Russian attack.
It's unlikely in the minds of the trajectory that it was fired from Russia.
But of course, only after he asked Congress to approve another $37 billion in emergency aid to Ukraine, all the timing was impeccable. Of course, it was US officials who originally leaked the information about the missile hitting Poland, despite the fact that NATO had already tracked the missile on radar, so they knew it didn't come from Russia. The components of the missile also clearly indicated it was Ukrainian. Yet it was the narrative for hours yesterday that the evil Russians had done it. Look at these British newspapers from this morning. Tyrant's war on Ukraine. Russian bombs hit Poland. Putin's war escalates. Russian missiles hit Poland. No waiting even for a cursory investigation. Just run with the most feverish propaganda possible. Sheer madness. You don't have to be a Kremlin stooge to realize that such baseless provocations are absolute insanity, given what's on the line. But British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says it doesn't matter that Ukraine fired the missile. Russia's still to blame anyway. Oh well, who cares? Let's just shut up, keep sending them billions more, and keep waving our little flags. With behaviour like this, I'm sure everything's gonna be just fine. So again, Zelensky came out within minutes, said this is a terrorist attack by Russia, this is a dangerous escalation, NATO needs to act. And then even after Biden, NATO, Rishi Sunak, Trudeau, all of them came out and basically said, no, this wasn't Russia, this was Ukraine. The next day, Zelensky still won't back down. Headline out of Information Liberation, Zelensky insists missile that struck Poland was Russian, despite NATO, Poland, and US all fingering Ukraine. He came out and demanded an investigation, and for Ukraine to be at the forefront of that investigation, still claiming that it had nothing to do with Ukraine. Again, the irony of him demanding a proper investigation when within minutes, with no investigation whatsoever, and based on the claims of anonymous US officials, he said it was Russian with no evidence. Now he wants an investigation. That was yesterday. And it took until today, 2 days later, for Zelensky to finally start to climb down and backtrack from this narrative. Zelensky backtracks after urging NATO action for Polish border blast, reports Zero Hedge. Said, as of Thursday, Zelensky says he's not sure about what happened. No, first it was, oh my God, this is Russia. Then it was, well, it's probably Russia, we need an investigation. Now it's, oh, I don't know what happened. And then everyone moves on. No, you don't get away with that. You literally tried to escalate into World War III. into NATO attacking Russia. Oh, sorry, whoops, my bad. Absolute madness. He said, I don't know 100%. I think the world also doesn't 100% know what happened. Yeah, we know exactly what happened. You knew that it was not Russian. In fact, Ukrainian military officials told the US, this was reported by CNN earlier, they admitted it, that they knew it wasn't Russian immediately. They knew it was their own air defense missile. You also had NATO in lifetime on radar tracking the missile and where it came from. They all knew it wasn't Russian immediately. And yet it took him 2 days later merely to get to the point where he says, we can't say specifically that this was the air defense of Ukraine. He's still not admitting it. Absolute insanity. Information Liberation reports, AP issues correction to lie that Russian missiles struck Poland, admits Ukraine most likely culprit. Oh, thanks. Again, they fine Alex Jones $50 gorillion for something he said. The AP can come out and escalate into World War III, potentially, based on one anonymous US intelligence official. They get to put out a retraction a couple of days later and say, sorry, whoops, we got that wrong. Almost World War III, total nuclear annihilation, whoops, sorry. The Associated Press on Wednesday issued a correction to their false report that blamed Russia for striking Poland. It says, based on information from a senior American intelligence official who spoke on condition of anonymity, Russian missiles had crossed into Poland and killed two people. That's what they reported. Subsequent reporting showed that the missiles were Russian-made and most likely fired by Ukraine in defense against a Russian attack. Oh, thanks, 2 days later. And as Chris Menahan points out in this article, the AP broke their own rules on reporting to amplify this regime nuclear propaganda, nuclear annihilation-causing propaganda. It says, under AP's rules, material from anonymous sources may only be used if the material is information, not opinion or speculation, which is precisely what this was, and it was proven wrong within hours. But again, they just issue a retraction, one sentence, everyone moves on to the next escalation. Oh, Russia's bombed a Holocaust memorial in Ukraine, in Kiev. Total BS, totally made up. Jewish journalists visited it the next day. It wasn't touched, completely unscathed. Snake Island, Russia's massacred Ukrainian troops on Snake Island. BS, never happened, they surrendered. What was the other one? Mobile gassing vans. From a 2013 YouTube video. Embarrassing cringe video of Justin and Rishi fawning on phone to Zelensky. Have you seen this clip? Talk about cringe. They're on the phone to him. You can't even see Zelensky. They're going, oh, we're so sorry about what happened to you yesterday. What, their own missile got shot off in the wrong direction and killed two Polish people? Yeah, real tragedy for Ukraine, isn't it? Summit. News.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week when my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Whey, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Whey has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Whey can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$100,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
We still have three videos and I want to get to them all in this final segment. First, though, remember it is the mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com. 60% off on some of your favorite products. These are in limited supply, many of them sold out. We still have BrainForce Plus in stock, though, at 60% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off. Alpha Power, 50% off. And many, many more. Again, these won't be back in stock until next year. Make an excellent Christmas gift. Instead of buying your family crap that they don't want, they don't need, buy them something that helps them and something that helps support this network. Mega blowout sale, 60% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Now, of course, the cost of lockdown continues to hit the United Kingdom. Today we had a new tax levy imposed on the British public. Headline out of Breitbart, UK PM Sunak, Chancellor Hunt have declared war on workers with tax hike budget, says Nigel Farage. The billions and billions spent on furlough, paying people to sit on their arses at home and do nothing during the entirety of lockdown, which many people now continue to abuse, by the way. We also had a report the other day. 20% of children are still missing from school. Even now, one-fifth of all school children aren't going to school because their parents are so panicked by the fear-mongering, they refuse to let them go to school. That, of course, has massive negative impacts on their education, on their future. But the real cost of lockdown in terms of our pocketbooks is being felt with these massive tax hikes to pay for all this. Another cost of lockdown is the continuing phenomenon of excess non-COVID deaths, which have been running at alarming highs in the United Kingdom for about 9 months now. Again, these are excess deaths. Unknown causes. What a mystery. Not COVID. Daily Skeptic reports UK HSA chief Jenny Harris attempts to blame excess deaths on climate change. Yeah, we had a few hot days, you see, back in August, and that's why everyone's dropping dead mysteriously, suddenly dying out of nowhere. Nothing to do with the vaccine, of course. On the subject of climate change, though, let's go to this video now, because the father of former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson got up on GB News. He was talking about the sacrifices that we all had to make in pursuit of the hysteria that is man-made climate change, and he let slip a very revealing truth. This is called He Said the Quiet Part Out Loud. Here it is.
I think Stanley Johnson just let slip something he should have kept to himself. During an appearance on GB News, the father of former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said this.
So it actually means that countries need to divvy up this carbon budget between them, and then they need to divvy up the sectors, and then they need to have the measures which deal sector by sector with getting the... And if that means actually some of us are told, well, you can't go on a plane, that's fine. That's part of the national plan.
Excuse me?
And if that means actually some of us are told, well, you can't go on a plane, that's fine. That's part of the national plan.
Whoops, old Stanley just said the quiet part out loud.
You can't go on a plane. That's part of the national plan.
So it's part of the national plan in preventing climate change and pursuing the net zero agenda. To stop people from being able to fly on aeroplanes. Stanley, you weren't supposed to say that, bitch.
You can't go on a plane.
Talk about a mask off moment. Yet another brazen admission about what all this is really about. Crushing your standards of living and paving the way for de facto climate lockdowns. Remember, this guy is a poster child for Extinction Rebellion, for Just Stop Oil, the XR rebrand, a billionaire-funded movement of privileged upper-middle-class narcissists who have been causing chaos and mayhem for ordinary working-class people by blocking roads for weeks and chasing social media clout by attacking precious works of art before subjecting us to their posh public hissy fits.
Are you more concerned about the protection of a painting?
Major banks are already creating carbon footprint calculators, which many fear are eventually intended to be rolled into a climate social credit score system, which would block payments for things like flights if you've exceeded your carbon allowance for that month. Computer says no. Of course, such restrictions won't be applied to multimillionaire Stanley Johnson and his cronies, the type who use private jets like you'd use a taxi, because they can afford to buy carbon credits, which allow them to bypass it all. And then they're all heavily invested in the carbon trading mechanism anyway, so it's a win-win for them. Your annual family holiday, though, well, we just did a temperature measurement on the tarmac at Heathrow Airport, and it says hottest day ever, so say goodbye to that Greek vacation you were looking forward to.
You can't go on a plane.
Now, of course, you'll notice that these climate change activists, Just Stop Oil and the like, they always attack precious historic works of art that everybody really appreciates and loves. They very rarely, or never in fact, attack works of modern art. Which brings us to our next video. You'll never believe what someone paid $41 million for. This is called $41 million for this. Let's roll it.
Some idiot at an auction just paid over $41 million for this.
Cy Twombly's Untitled.
No, I'm not joking. During an evening auction at Phillips in New York on Tuesday, Cy Twombly's 16-foot-wide Untitled painting from 2005, the second largest from his Bacchus series of swirling canvases, sold for $41.6 million. The fool and his money are easily parted. Imagine being so out of touch, so disgustingly rich, that during a cost of living crisis, runaway inflation chaos, with hundreds of millions of people in the West having to choose between heating and eating this winter, you can afford to dump 41 mil on something that looks like an angry child with behavioural issues has been let loose with a paintbrush. Listen to how these morons describe it.
Created in 2005.
2005, Twombly's Untitled is swathed with circular applications of red paint that parades the eye into a cycle of violent spirals. The series, created between 2003 and 2008, was inspired by the ancient Greco-Roman deity Bacchus, the god of wine, who in one way reflects the joys that alcohol can bring, while simultaneously imbuing a sense of madness that can be a byproduct of alcohol addiction.
Funny that, because the dude who shelled out the cash must have been drunk when he bought it.
Twombly's enchantment by classical antiquity is what informed and energized his artistic practice from start to finish. To understand Twombly is to understand how his immersion in the fragments and fascinations of Greek and Roman culture made his work a living conduit to the enduring forms, figures and stories of the ancient world. If Twombly is about something, this is what it is.
I mean, yeah, if some long-winded Ponzi description makes you feel better about wasting $41 million on a worthless piece of crap that belongs in the skip, you do you. That kind of language is called obscurantism. Pretentious modern art people invented it to disguise the fact that modern art is hideously ugly, depressing, and objectively talentless. Case in point, a Pete Mondrian painting has been hanging upside down for over 75 years and no one even realized. Gee, I wonder why. One thing that differentiates an actual masterpiece, say Michelangelo's The David or Botticelli's The Birth of Venus, from this visual abortion is that even a toddler could tell you which way up it was supposed to go. But what else could you buy with $40 million? A Falcon 7X private jet? Or you could buy this luxury yacht and get the helicopter with it? You could buy 300 return journeys from London to Melbourne in Etihad Airways' better than business residence class, including a private bathroom and an exclusive cabin. Technically, you could literally buy the moon. All of it, or you could buy every single ticket at a Coldplay gig. Alright, the painting's suddenly starting to look like a bargain.
Now, we're not going to have time for the final video, because we've only got a couple of minutes, but I'm going to basically explain the story. Of course, you had the collapse of the cryptocurrency exchange FTX over the past few days, with this CEO character, Sam Bankman-Fried, very interesting name. But what went unnoticed amidst all this, somewhat unnoticed by the news media definitely, was his admission. Now bear in mind that these customers within this cryptocurrency platform, they've lost all their money basically now. CNN says they're going to be left with nothing. This guy, Bankman-Fried, was the largest donor, second largest to Joe Biden in the 2020 presidential election. He's the second largest donor out of all Democratic candidates behind George Soros. This guy was a major, major player, which is why they're trying to gloss over this. Of course, he's now lost basically all his net worth because of this Ponzi scheme, collapsed 94% in a single day. But of course, the true story behind this, the true irony, the true hypocrisy is that Bankman-Fried is the quintessential virtue signaler. He's echoed all the right progressive narratives at every step along the way. Very interesting, though, he came out in an interview with Vox's Kelsey Piper and admitted that woke virtue signaling is basically one huge fake smokescreen that the elite, the billionaire class, use as a communication tool to show that they're a team player within the regime, to show that they can basically perform these loyalty oaths to the establishment and then as a result, as a reward, get to enjoy establishment protection. And he basically came out and said, it's a dumb game we woke Westerners play, where we say all the right shibboleths so everyone likes us. He admitted that wokery is a complete fraud. It's a virtue signal for the billionaire class. War Room is next. Don't go away, Summit. Got news.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.